boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Every relationship needs to be tested at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you grow. It's how you know you're with the right person.
Uh-huh. Can we pass this test? And if we can, we're meant to be.
We're good. We're smooth sailing. And I feel like I'm entering into a testing phase as I'm getting ready to move with my boyfriend this summer. That test is building furniture together, which normally I can do on my own. I have built many of cube organizers, dressers and things on my own. I don't love it, but I can do it by myself. And
she knows a way around a hammer.
I know my way around a hammer and a screwdriver.
You said that so unconfident.
That's about it. That's literally it. No power tools. I have my limits, okay?
But you know what a wrench is?
Uh-huh. I can follow instructions. How about that? And last night, I had ordered a new bed frame and headboard. I want to put as much of it together as possible before we move so that it's less when we get to our new place. And I wanted to do it by myself. I'm like, you do you, boo. I don't need your help. I'll holler at you if I need you. And I got to a point in the process that I needed an extra set of hands because I couldn't do the step by myself. I quickly regretted that. I'm not going to lie, because we were trying to squeeze a little dowel into a hole. My boyfriend steps in. He's like, I got it. Let me give it a try. And then he goes, whack! And the dowel comes bursting through the back side of the headboard. So there is now a hole in my new bed frame.
Are you joking me?
Here's the bright side. I will say it's on the back, what's going to be pressed up against the wall. So it still works. It's not defective. Nobody's going to see it. But in that moment, I had to be like, okay, don't ruin your relationship right now over a bed frame. It's okay.
But did you think about it for a split second?
I
feel like breaking up with him?
5 seconds ago, I said, please be careful, be gentle. This wasn't expensive, so it's cheaply made. It's not the sturdiest thing in the world. And he's like, no, I got it. Boom! Busts a hole in it. The first thing that he touches, I'm like, okay, and now you're banned. You can't help me anymore. You're going to have to sit and watch me struggle and listen to me swear on my own because you've lost your privileges.
This makes me nervous for one day if you guys were to ever have kids. What if he tries to do their diapers?
Oh my God.
So that was my first thought.
I don't know what could go wrong with that, but I'm learning a lot very quickly.
You're good, right?
I'm fine.
Because for a second there, I really did think you were going to tell me the story ended with you and your boyfriend breaking up.
No, but it always feels that way. When you try to build a piece of furniture with your partner, you have that thought of is this the end? Especially when they ruin it and damage what you just bought.
Which you're like, it's a test for our relationship. We needed to see if it will last all that fun jazz, right? Which, you know what? You and I do tests in our own relationships for the show sometimes, right? And we even do team bonding every once in a while. We're like, let's go to lunch. Team bonding, right?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to tell you right now. We are to never, ever, ever, ever build furniture together. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if we do that, there will be no Those Girls in the Afternoon ever again.
Because
I'm the worst person to build furniture with.
I believe that.
Here's the first thing. I don't believe in instruction manuals.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes with a manual. I don't believe in them. They're stupid now. Because half the time, they don't even have words. It's just pictures. That's stupid. I can't understand a picture for the life of me. So I don't read it. I just go with my own imagination of what this thing should look like. And I just build it without the instruction manuals. And also, half the time, I like to let the other person do the work.
That's kind of what I figured. Yeah. So you're not building it at all.
No, I'm just there to watch.
Yeah, I don't want you near me when I'm building anything.
So if the bosses ever tell us, hey, we think great bonding is that you guys build a desk together.
Yeah, I'd rather work on the floor than build that desk.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but what if we ditch this place and we go make $100,000 this summer?
Oh my God, don't even say it twice. I'll be there.
Well, let me do you one better. Let's go make $100,000 this summer by hanging out by a pool.
What?
Oh yeah. There is a company that is offering what I would call a dream job, honestly. This is better than a side hustle, I would say, this summer. The company is called Swimply, which I've never heard of, but
it must be a swimsuit company.
No, it's kind of like an Airbnb situation where you can like rent pools or hot tubs or what have you. So it's
where have they been? We don't need friends who have pools.
Yes, you are onto something with that. Now I need to go online and see what's up with Swimply. But they are looking for a chief pools officer to go around the country and test and review pools. Here's the kicker. They want you to review pools in all 50 states.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. Just imagine.
I'm paying for the travel too?
Oh yeah. You're getting compensated $100,000. So that's for your work, your travel, your road snacks, your floaties, everything that you need. They're giving you with that $100,000, and you get to do it between July and September. You just have to document the whole thing on social media. So, I don't know, make a little TikTok of you diving in the pool or whatever and host pop-up pool parties. Come on!
What?
It sounds too good to be true.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
The only thing is like, okay, that's a lot of time to be spent in a swimsuit, but for $100,000?
Only thing I was thinking is I was the whole time thinking I didn't need to work on my summer bod, and I'm like, crap, I should have been working on it.
You know what? That's not a requirement.
Oh, you don't have to have a summer bod?
I don't think so. I think you just have to have
a swimsuit?
A bod.
I got a bod.
You know what? They didn't even say that you needed a swimsuit. So if you want to do a t-shirt action...
Okay. All right. Where do I apply? Because I'm getting the heck out of here.
Well, I think Swimply's website. So nobody else do it because we really want this job.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't know what it is, if somebody's messing with my voodoo doll or what, but we have officially hit strike three for me.
I feel like I should be scared, but
I'm terrified.
I'm just a little suspicious this is happening so quickly.
You know what? I thought maybe it would take a couple of weeks to get through all the strikes, but they're happening almost every single day. Here's what happened. Over the weekend, strike one happened where my upstairs neighbor, they had a vase of flowers apparently on like the ledge of their like porch or whatever. It fell. Had I not moved an inch, would have been the end of me.
Cracked you in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was trying to leave my house, and is it called an excavator?
An excavator.
Thank you. An excavator, because they're doing a lot of work in my area, was like digging up dirt, and the guy, the construction dude, whipped the thing around, didn't notice me there, about knocked me out with the claw thingy, and almost dumped dirt all over me. So I almost got whacked with it and dirt all over me. Strike number three happened today.
I'm like, what other heavy machinery? It seems that you keep almost getting whacked. Was it that?
No. It happened in my sleep.
Okay. All right. What? I don't know what that means.
See, here's what I think. Okay. I woke up this morning and I noticed a weird mark on me, and it's bright red, and there's several marks, almost like somebody clawed me and then bit me almost.
Oh.
So I told you about this. We started looking this up, and even I did my own research. We've looked at like what a blood vessel pops looks like.
Nasty on Google. Don't do it.
We looked up, what else did we look up? Oh my God, we looked up rashes. We looked up...
I thought blood blister.
Yes.
I don't know.
We've looked up every little thing and nothing matches the photo until I looked up what a demon bite looks like.
Oh no. No, no.
And I'm telling you, I think a demon bit me last night and then clawed me on its way out. It bit me and then clawed me. Now I'm just waiting to be possessed because I think it might happen.
Well, that's what I'm now. Because
otherwise,
what
else is this mark on me?
Well, I don't know, because I looked at some nasty pictures on Google for you, and nothing was working. Nothing was matching up. But I'm like, are you going to flip a switch? Like, am I going to know when this happens?
I don't think I give up
possessed?
A warning. Like, and now, insert being possessed. I don't think that happens. I think it just, I don't know what happens. At least I've seen what happens at the movies. I think it just... Ta-da.
Neck starts cracking. Yeah, and you start walking backwards on your hands and stuff. If you start doing that, I'm out of here. I know you're kind of going through it right now.
Kind of going through it. I'm really going through it.
You think you're on the verge of being taken out?
Thank you.
Because it
comes in threes.
It's been coming in threes, apparently. These signs that, I don't know, something really bad's going to happen.
Strike three happened this morning.
I got to tell you what message we got on the Z text line, though, because I think outside information is good. And 8029 texted us and said, it sounds like Final Destination 6.
Don't people die in that movie?
They always die in those movies. But Final Destination 6 has not been released. In fact, it hasn't even been made yet. So maybe the bright side of this is that you survive and you inspire
a movie. They're
going
to change the plot for me.
I don't know if they've started filming yet. You could be the inspiration.
Are we saying it's based off of me?
It could be.
I like the idea. I would have always liked to have, you know, I always wanted to be an actress and an actor or an actress and a singer before I did radio and then realized I couldn't sing for the life of me. But I don't think this is the type of movie I wanted to be in.
Well, I guess.
I was thinking about being Cinderella or something. Oh. You know, something happier, not a death movie.
Maybe you could be Cinderella who almost gets taken out by a vase and then an excavator and then she wakes up with a weird demon mark. I don't know.
Can't wait for you to see Final Destination 6 in 2025 and it's based off of me.
Okay. 8029 is the person who texted saying this could be the inspiration for Final Destination 6 is all of these occurrences that you're having. And then they said, talking to me, don't go anywhere with her. It might be you next time. I can't hang out with you anymore.
How are we going to do the show? Did you think that part through?
I'm going to need to be in a different room, I think.
Are you going to ask them to have you do the show from home or something?
If this keeps up, yeah.
You're like, I don't want it to pass on to me.
No way. You stay on your side.
Okay. Well, I'm nervous because these things keep happening in threes. My strike three happened this morning. I woke up to a mark on my body that didn't look normal. Like we looked into it. It's not a blood vessel being popped. It's not a rash. What else did we look into?
Blood blister. I mean, I was Googling some nasty stuff.
We looked into every humanly possible thing. It's not that, but I looked at what a demon bite looks like and it's pretty close to that. I'm not going to lie. So I think a demon bit me last night. It also looks like there's like fingernail kind of like, I don't know, scratches kind of with it. So I'm thinking a demon bit me and clawed its way out on the way out. But we left out a very important part when we talked about this.
We did, because I got to see the thing.
Sure did.
I didn't really have a choice. It
you
was
didn't ask.
Can I show you this? And I was like, sure.
And that's when I proceeded to lift my shirt.
Yeah. Which, like, you know what? I get it. I live with girls in college. You got to do what you got to do where you're like, hey, friend, I need you to look at this. And that's what today was.
I think we broke all sorts of, like, HR violations today because I was like, can I show you this? And I just lifted my shirt because it's on my chest. And I was like, what is this?
And I had no answers for you.
And then you weren't the only one. I started showing another coworker as well.
Which I was like, honestly, egging you on. And anybody else would be like, maybe don't do that. Maybe wait till like after hours.
I just did it in your room, which has a window for everyone to see.
Well, you walked around the corner. But yeah, probably.
With her, I did it in the bathroom. So it was a little bit.
She got the privacy of the bathroom.
And
yeah,
with the door locked and everything. You, I just
what would people think if they walked by my office? So Destiny is freaking out a little bit because in the events of your three near-death experiences you've been having, the most recent one is that you believe you have a demon bite.
I'm pretty positive I do.
I saw it with my own eyes. It's weird. It's red and like looks like a scratch, but not a scratch. I have no answers as to what it is. And you're still kind of looking. We Googled and we have a suggestion from 8026. They messaged us and said it was Edward Cullen. And you're a vampire now.
That would be cool.
I'm not going to lie.
Am I sparkling?
I can't see what's in her water bottle over there, so it very well could be blood. I'm just saying now I'm suspicious.
You think I'm drinking blood? I would also be sparkling now, wouldn't I?
It's dark in here. I can't. You want me to sparkle in the sunlight?
Just you wait until I go outside.
I'm running the opposite way.
Yeah, because I'm probably going to eat you next.
It's nice knowing everybody.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know, I look out this window multiple times a day to get my fix of sunlight in this very dark room. I'm just noticing there's like two holes out in our yard.
Why?
I don't know. I've never noticed them. I don't know if they're
somebody
holes.
Somebody trying to find the center of the earth?
The divots? I don't know. Maybe they are.
I've always wanted to.
Well, I think we got to start out there so we could go finish the job, because it doesn't look like anybody's been digging in them, but there's definitely two like.
Do you think
potholes?
Oh, what's that one animal that
that digs?
Yeah, that puts holes in your yard. Oh my God.
A groundhog?
Is it that? Oh, crap. We used to have them really, really bad. And in my backyard, you would just have holes everywhere. And God, good luck with your ankles is what I would say.
These are large. So.
How big are you talking?
Like.
Well, I like how you make a shape with your hand.
A beach ball size?
Yeah, that'd be about the size.
I don't know, man. I think we might as well get out there and
we got to get
to the center of the earth one of these days.
Just continue with the hole.
Yeah. And once we give up, then we can throw a tarp in there, fill it up with the hose and call it a pool.
It's a pool.
Maybe that. I just decided to give up on center of the earth and I just want to go make a homemade
pool. You know
what?
Let's just make a pool. That's what we're going to do.
Great.
You got a shovel? Do you got a tarp? And do you have motivation? Because I have zero.
I have none of the above, so we're starting badly. I want to hear these stories because, honestly, I'm jealous. I am jealous of the people who can sleep through anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to brag about the craziest thing that you've slept through. Corey, what did you sleep through?
When I was a child, I had slept through an earthquake because I was born in California.
Do you know how bad the earthquake was?
I don't know the magnitude, but I know that everyone else in my family was awake and scared for their lives.
That'd be crazy.
I have also slept through an earthquake as well. Now, it was an Iowa earthquake, so I honestly can't tell you how bad it was. But I do remember it was several years ago when I was in like high school. And I remember people like posting about it on Facebook saying there was an earthquake that was felt in my hometown, Vinton. And like everybody was saying they felt it. Like something fell off their wall. And I'm like, no, didn't feel it.
And you slept through it.
I slept through the whole thing. I was kind of mad because I do want to experience it one time in my life.
That's kind of what I was just thinking.
I want to experience a hurricane and an earthquake.
Well, I don't know that you should necessarily say that.
Well, I don't want one to happen here, but I want to experience it sometime.
Okay.
So I'm kind of mad I slept through it.
Maybe everybody was just lying and they were punking you and it worked.
And it worked.
It definitely did.
I feel like this is something that maybe would happen to you, but Tanya said on our Z102.9 Facebook page, the craziest thing that she ever slept through was a party in her college dorm room.
I couldn't do it, but I had one specific friend who was always falling asleep at parties.
That's me.
I'm not kidding. You'd be like, oh, where's she at? Where's Kayla? And you'd find her in the corner, slumped over, just taking a little nap.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to take a nap where you need to take a nap.
It's impressive.
We want to know, what's the craziest thing you've ever slept through?
This is so hard for me because I feel like I'm not a heavy sleeper at all. The tiniest thing
will wake me up
normally. But, and I know I've mentioned it before, but it's ridiculous. The one thing that I could sleep through was getting robbed. I'm not kidding. I was at an ex-boyfriend's place. I was dead asleep in bed and woke up the next morning. His laptop had been stolen out of the room that we were sleeping in. My purse had been gone through and like $200 cash was stolen. And I had no idea. The only reason that we knew that it happened was because his laptop was gone. And then I was like, oh, I should check my purse. Didn't hear any of it.
Not a peep.
Not a peep. So that's
not even one of those things that you dreamt it while it was happening, like imagining it as okay. That's crazy.
Like, why was that the one thing?
And you can't sleep through a tornado warning, but you can sleep through a robbery.
And it cost me $200.
You know what's funny is usually you're jealous of people for like money reasons. Like, oh my God, I'm jealous because they got a lot of money. Or
yeah.
I'm jealous because they got a really cool job. Or they look like they got a cool life. I'm jealous of a lot of people because of what they slept through.
That is one thing I wish I was better at, sleeping through stuff.
100%. We've been asking you this afternoon, what is the craziest thing you've slept through?
What about you?
I slept through a tornado one time. I woke up and everything around my apartment was destroyed.
That would be shocking.
I would assume that they're loud.
I guess I've
always been told if you hear a train run, that's what I've heard.
Right. Yeah, you would think. I don't know. This is another one that is a bit of a head scratcher to me. 9829 says, I fell out of the top bunk. Didn't believe my brother or mom when they told me about it. But apparently I just climbed back in bed and slept for a couple more hours.
Are you being dead serious with me?
You would think that would hurt.
You don't think you hurt some part of your body?
That's like a weird, very specific form of sleepwalking.
I'm wondering, did they have the dream of them falling and then they had the splat was the end of the bed?
I don't know.
And so they didn't really think twice about it, you know?
Maybe.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. That's a head scratcher for me. David, what's the craziest thing that you slept through?
I slept through two police officers banging on the front door of our house one night. It was about a little after midnight, and I slept through that.
Did you get in trouble? Do you get in trouble if you ignore the police?
No. There was a landline phone in my house. One of the wires was connected to the police station and stuff to call 911, and it sometimes would randomly dial 911.
Oh.
Yeah, they got a call from my house, and no one was answering, and so they came over to check.
Oh, geez, they were just worried about you.
So, yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I am obsessed with this trend that I'm seeing on TikTok lately, and there's a couple different names for it. A lot of people are calling it friend dictionaries or couple dictionaries.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing this.
It's everywhere. And basically, one person will have something typed out on their phone, which is like, a lot of people are saying like a secret language, like code words that you use with your partner or your friend or your family member. And you explain like, this is what we say for this. Like, for example, one of my favorite videos is these two girls that are from New York. So they have got like thick accents and they go through some of their dictionary words between the two of them. So she's like, okay, what do we say if we're like chilly or cold? And then the sister knew immediately, oh, we say Chilean sea bass. I'm feeling a little Chilean sea bass. Mm-hmm. Or what do we call somebody who's being nosy? Oh, we call them a nosetta. Just like stupid, weird stuff that any other person would not understand. And it's just showing like how close people are and how they come up with this like secret language almost.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, I think you've told me before, you and your dad have this when you hang up the phone.
We just have one thing. And I love it, though. And that is when me and my dad hang up the phone. We never say I love you. We weren't really like an I love you family.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we do say I love you is when it's about to wrap up, we go, okay, I'm over it.
But you know, you both know.
But we both know it means I love you, gotta go.
Yeah.
Have a great night, whatever it is. But okay, I'm over it is I love you.
See,
goodbye.
That's perfect. And then I was like thinking, okay, in my personal life, like, who do I have this
Dude,
with?
Dude, I'm already thinking you and I have stuff.
I know. And I can't, in the moment, I can't think of anything.
I got two for us.
Can they be shared publicly?
Yes, they can. You were worried I was going to get us in trouble.
Like some things.
What do we say when I don't have an opinion on something? I'm neutral on it.
Switzerland.
Yes.
Yes, that is one.
That is something try to explain that a little bit more. Like if we wanted to talk about chocolate today, and I'm like, okay, well, do you want to talk about chocolate today? You would say, I'm Switzerland. You don't really care if we talk about chocolate or not. Mm-hmm. That's our code word that you truly don't care whether or not we do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's our other word or code word or saying when we accidentally say the same thing?
Oh, jinx, you owe me a corn on the cob.
Yeah!
I don't even know how that came about.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We wanted to switch jinx, you owe me a soda. We just wanted to jinx, you owe me a corn on the cob.
My God, there's a Those Girls Dictionary.
We do.
Who knew?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We heard some crazy things today where people were telling us what they have slept through. It was almost kind of like, I can top that. No, I can top that.
It so was, because this all started last week when we had that crazy storm. There was like tornado warnings and sirens going off early in the morning. My boyfriend and neighbor man both like slept peacefully through it. And we're like, what the heck?
What's wrong with you?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Somebody has got to top that. Gary, what's the craziest thing that you've slept through?
So my ex-wife slept like nobody I've ever, ever met, like heavy sleep. And thank God she passed it on to our kids, because they all will sleep through anything. But legitimately with our second child, we had to wake her up during labor to push. She slept through nearly all of it.
What? What, like a childbirth?
Yeah. The nurses were in awe. The doctor would come in and she would be dozed off and we would nod her and wake her up. And she nearly missed the birth of our second child because she was sleeping so good.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. I'm sure a lot of people would be very jealous of that.
and they were.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.